everybody's dream girl, but she's all mine. And I love
to local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts can elevate your property experience with tailored marketing campaigns, professional imagery, and cutting-edge 3D scans. Stay ahead with real estate innovation. Your future starts at Redmond Realty Group, the number one brokerage in the Northwoods.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and a roller coaster first day of Hunter Biden's federal tax trial ending with another twist. The president's son pleading guilty to avoid trial.
Abandoning an attempt by Hunter Biden's attorneys for a plea in which he would not have admitted guilt, Hunter Biden pleaded guilty to all counts in his federal tax case, putting an end to a trial. Biden telling the judge he understands the consequences of his guilty plea, including up to 15 years in federal prison and a fine of up to $1 million. Biden spoke clearly, showing little emotion as he addressed the judge, admitting his guilt. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
President Biden in Wisconsin touting his administration's Investing in America plan today and also campaigning for Vice President Kamala Harris. The president offered condolences to victims' families in Georgia following yesterday's shooting at Appalachie High School. Georgia authorities today charging the 14-year-old suspected gunman and student with four counts of felony murder. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden in Westby today to hear from people about how they've benefited from his administration's Investing in America agenda. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez.
We were able to bring Microsoft in the Racine Kenosha area. That's fantastic for Wisconsin to have that type of tech hub. You're going to see a lot more of this.
The president is visiting the blue wall battleground states of Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan this week. Conditions at Wisconsin's youth prisons are improving. A new report shows Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake schools are meeting most court-ordered improvements. Those include fewer restraints and no more strip searches. The state plans to close both lockups and build a new youth prison in Milwaukee by 2026. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Our Savior Episcopal Church is closing in Lugerville. We spoke with Ken Johnson about the church's closing and when their final service and ceremony will be.
We have decided that we can't sustain the building anymore, and we'll be closing this coming Sunday. Will be the last Sunday service. And then there will be a decommissioning service on Tuesday the 10th, where the bishop comes and deconsecrates the building.
That's Tuesday at 2 p.m. for the final deconsecration ceremony.
Right.
And this Sunday at 11 a.m. for the final service. And for anybody wondering, the road to Lugerville is just go past Dollar General, hang a left at the garbage dump area, and then once you make it onto 70, it's a right, and then you'll see a white sign when you get to where you need to turn. This full interview will be online with an article at 98qcountry.com. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
The NFL season begins tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Tonight, the Baltimore Ravens and the Kansas City Chiefs kick off the season. Tomorrow night, it'll be the Green Bay Packers versus the Philadelphia Eagles. Head coach Matt LaFleur said that the team's focus has been on their opponent and not the travel.
We're focused on Philadelphia. The circumstances are such, and if you draw your attention elsewhere, then I think you're doing yourself a disservice. So we're going to keep our focus on Philly. It's a really good football team, and they've shown a level of consistency over the last couple of years that's tough to deal with.
Kickoff for the Packers and Eagles is after 7 p.m. tomorrow night. For the third time in four games, the Milwaukee Brewers had to play a game in extra innings, and in all three of those games, including last night, the Brewers lost. The St. Louis Cardinals took the game in 10 innings with a 3-2 win. The Brewers are off today before playing a three-game home series against Colorado this weekend. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Northwoods weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, a few lingering showers tonight and lows in the mid-40s. A mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, a high near 60. With sunshine, it warms for the weekend. Low 60 Saturday, low 70 Sunday. Heating up into the 80s next week. It's 63 right now.
98 Q Country.
Tim McGraw, I like it, I love it, and I do indeed. It's 98Q Country. I'm Greg Gunderson from the 98Q Country Studios with you until 7. In about 10 minutes, we'll be talking about NFL statistics, breaking records, Jerry Rice, who is the best at what, all in about 10 minutes here on 98Q. Right now, here's Chris Stapleton with Millionaire.
They say love is more precious than gold. It can't be bought. So I got love enough to spare that makes me a millionaire.
me now.
Rascal Flatts,
Toby Keith,
Martina McBride.
We play the best country music in town.
Play something country.
98Q Country.
Slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty right now. He's probably buying her some fruity little drink, 'cause she can't shoot whiskey right now. He's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo, and he don't know. A white trash version of Shania karaoke right now. She's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's a thinking that he's gonna get lucky right now. He's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that bathroom polo. Oh, and he don't know that I dug my key into the side of this pretty little souped up four-wheel drive.
Packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away.
way. Yeah. In your Chevrolet. Let's drive. The windows down, wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away.
Radio.
Hey y'all, this is Walker Hayes.
My country.
98Q Country.
I'm gonna
Leanne Rimes with One Way Ticket. We're 98Q Country, 98.3 FM, and on the free Civic Media app. It's time to take a quick peek at this day in history. Of course, so many things happen on any given date through time. I usually pick about two or three. Back in 1976, that's 48 years ago, it was the first time The Muppet Show was broadcast on television. Jim Henson's children's show went on to become a timeless classic. The first guest was Mia Farrow 48 years ago today in 1976. 1994, that little football stat that I mentioned, Jerry Rice caught two touchdowns that day, which pushed him past Jim Brown as the NFL career touchdown leader at 128 total. Rice was 32 at the time, making him kind of over the hill for an NFL receiver, at least by today's standards. But he played until he was 43 and had 68 more touchdowns by the time he retired. Nine others have passed Jim Brown since then, but nobody has passed Jerry. Even Randy Moss is 51 shy. Calls to mind a saying I once heard. Don Hutson, a former Packer, invented the wide receiver position, which is basically true. He was the first person to play it the way anything similar to what it's played today. But it was said Don Hutson invented the receiver position. Jerry Rice perfected it. And then God made Randy Moss for the sole purpose of playing it. Even Randy is over 50 touchdowns shy of the legendary Jerry Rice, who did indeed perfect the wide receiver position. Put on clinics with everybody from Steve Young to the husk of several quarterbacks when he was playing on the Raiders. Jerry Rice, I don't know if we'll ever see anyone do it. Back in less than 17 game seasons with rules that did not favor quarterbacks in the passing game. What a guy. What a guy. This has been This Day in History with a little dose of football. We'll stay in the football groove in about, I don't know, 20 minutes or so. We'll talk a little bit of Green Bay Packer football. They play on Saturday. Right now, though, we'll hear from the Motorsports Minute brought to you by the Big Dipper Bar, a check of the weather, and some more country music on 98Q Country, WCQM. Today's edition of the Motorsports Minute on 98Q Country is brought to you by the Big Dipper Bar. Visit the Big Dipper Bar, 18 miles east of Fifield on Shady Knoll Road, accessible by ATV or snowmobile. Open Thursday through Sunday with music every weekend. Enjoy Angry Walleye Bites on Fridays and home-cooked specials on Thursdays. Find the Big Dipper Bar on Facebook.
Briscoe wins and gets in Darlington. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is Steve Post. If you love sprint cars, you'll love Wing Nation. All the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. Join Ashley Strumming, Aaron Evernham, and me every Tuesday on Motor Racing Networks and Wing Nation's Facebook pages. We go live with the weekend's winners and newsmakers from around the country. You can also find the podcast of all past shows on YouTube or subscribe to the podcast on any of your favorite podcast providers. Wing Nation, all sprint cars, all the time.
Stuart Haas Racing's Chase Briscoe took the lead on a three-wide pass for the top spot in the closing laps of last night's Cookout Southern 500 at the Darlington Raceway in South Carolina to claim the win. His first victory of the season, which qualifies him into the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs.
You know, I'm obviously a diehard Tony Stewart fan, and to see Stewart Haas Racing come to an end, this is our final bullet left in the chamber, and we get to go race for a championship now, which is just unbelievable. So, yeah, that race, that was the most perfect, hard race I could ever run.
While Briscoe's win clinched a spot in the playoffs, Tyler Reddick fought illness most of the night to finish 10th, which was good enough to win the regular season championship by just 1 point over Kyle Larson. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Good afternoon. We're coming to the end of the day. How did your investments perform today? Is it time to apply for Social Security benefits? Or maybe you've retired and you have to figure out what to do with your 401k. So many questions can be overwhelming. Let the experienced team at Forward Investment Services guide you through the steps needed to meet all of your financial goals. Learn more online at forward.bank/investments or visit their Park Falls or Phillips locations. Not FDIC insured. No bank guarantees. May lose value. Securities and investment services offered through Osaic Wealth, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can easily find coverage options that fit your budget. If only it was that easy to name your baby.
How about Jaden?
No.
Okay. Michael?
Went to middle school with a glue-eating Michael.
Sebastian?
Dated one in college.
How about Damien?
Vampire name.
All right. Greg?
Not feeling it.
Okay. No worries. No worries. Jeffrey?
Oh, love that one.
Wait, really?
No.
Find coverage options that fit your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, a few lingering showers tonight and lows in the mid-40s. A mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, a high near 60. With sunshine, it warms for the weekend. Low 60 Saturday, low 70 Sunday. Heating up into the 80s next week. Currently at 64 degrees.
98Q Country.
Let's get it.
Girl, you gone and done it to me. Hotter than a hoochie-coochie. Got me like the first time I heard Alan Jackson, Chattahoochee. I was never the same again. I'm a lifelong fan. Yes, I am. Baby, I love you like I love country music. You give me eyes, Willie girl, you give me Golly Jones. You turn me on as much as I turn on my radio. Let's take our time off the line, kinda like Johnny and June did. Yeah, let's do this. Baby, I love you like I love country music. Favorite songs about the top to bottom, perfect. You're like Brooks and Dunn's debut album. You got me feeling like I'm a brand new man.
Ooh, I'm a brand new man.
Yes, I am. Baby, I love you like I
line, kinda like Johnny and June.
on an island. Only way I could survive is if I had you and that needle dropping on a vinyl.
Now you're sorry, you're lonesome and scared. And you say you'd be happy if you could just come back home. Well, here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Call someone who'll listen and might give a damn. Maybe one of your sorted. So here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Call someone who listens, yeah, might give a damn. Maybe one of your sordid affairs. But don't you come around here handing me none of your lines. Now here's a quarter, call someone who cares.
Are you ready for this?
Playing the greatest country in the world to the greatest listeners on the planet.
Thank you!
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
Pour me another drink. Cause I don't wanna feel a thing no more, hell no. I just wanna sip it till the pain wears off. Pour me another round. Line them up and knock them down. Can't sing without her, so make them drink strong, cause brother she's gone, and if I'm ever gonna move on, I'ma need some whiskey glasses, cause I don't wanna see the truth, she's probably making out on the couch right now with someone new, yeah I'ma need some whiskey glasses, if I'm gonna make it through, if I'ma be single I'ma need a double side. About her. I wear a ring without her. Don't wanna hit the karaoke bar.
bar, can't sing without her. So make them drink strong, cause brother C's gone. And if I'm ever gonna move on, I'ma need some whiskey glasses, cause I don't wanna see the truth. She's probably making out on the couch right now with someone new. Yeah, I'ma need some whiskey glasses if I'm gonna make it through. If I'ma be single, I'ma need a double shot of that heartbreak proof and see the world. Knock 'em back, knock 'em back, knock 'em back. Fill 'em up, fill 'em up, fill 'em up, fill 'em up. Cause if she ain't ever coming back, light 'em up, light 'em up, light 'em up, light 'em up. Knock 'em back, knock 'em back, knock 'em back, knock 'em back. Fill 'em up, fill 'em up, fill 'em up, fill 'em up. Cause if she ain't ever coming back, I'ma need some whiskey glasses. Cause I don't wanna see the truth.
Tell them you won't be in today. Baby, there ain't nothing at the office so important it can't wait. I'm thankful for the weekend, but 2 days in heaven just ain't gonna do. Yes, it's gonna take forever, darling girl, I just got started loving you. What's the point in fighting what we're feeling? We both know we'll never win. Ain't this what we're missing? Let's just stop all this resisting and give in. Let me wrap my arms around you. You know you don't want to leave this room. Come back and let me hold you, darling girl. I just got started loving you. What can I say? I've never felt this way, girl. You're like a dream come true. After all the love we've made, it sure would be a shame if we let this moment. So soon, so you lay back down beside me, girl, just like I know you want to. Trust me when I tell you, darling girl, I just got started loving you. But 2 days in heaven just ain't gonna do.
started loving you. Come back and let me hold you, darling girl. I just got started loving you.
Just got started loving you from James Otto here on 98Q Country. We'll be bringing you at least five in a row between now and 5 o'clock, all from K&B Refrigeration in Medford, or find them inside Ken's Carpet Center of Phillips, their appliance outlet. Regardless of where you find K&B Refrigeration, they will help you with all of your major brand appliance needs to fit any budget. Ask them about deliveries. Ask me about how well they did delivering the oven to the remote corner of Price County where you can find me. They drove there. It was awesome. It was timely. It was exactly as expected, and above and beyond, I should say. I didn't expect it to be as awesome as it was. That said, what expectations I did have were blown out of the water. Beal Huber of Sports Illustrated recently identified the top three reasons to worry about the Packers season this year, and I felt pretty clickbaited when I saw that article title. But to give Bill credit, he did identify three areas that give me a bit of anxiety, though one stands a little shorter than the other two, and that's the first one he identified, which was Josh Jacobs in the running game. I do agree with the guys over at Sports Illustrated that there may be some issues there, but it's not going to be anything to be especially afraid of. The run game is something that I have the utmost confidence in because it's a product of the scheme that Matt LaFleur likes to draw up. He can't do it with just anybody, but Josh Jacobs has shown over the first years of his career, all spent in Oakland, that he has absolutely everything necessary to be successful in that system. Now, that's not to say there's never been a weird mismatch between a player and a coach in a system that should all gel really well and just for some reason don't. It happens pretty often, actually, in the NFL, and it's part of what sports writers make their living on. But I do not foresee an issue between Josh Jacobs and Matt LaFleur. Full disclosure, I don't know squat about what I'm talking about, so hopefully I'm even close to right on that one. I just watch a fair amount of football, and I haven't developed those concerns, but it's my homer pick. I'm totally biased here, and there's a lot of hope talking. We'll have to see what happens. The other two actually do worry me a bit. Jeff Hafley is number two. Jeff Hafley, of course, the new defensive coordinator for the Green Bay Packers, which has been an absolute bugaboo since about what? The beginning of Aaron Rodgers' tenure as a starter back in 2008. Of course, back then, Dom Capers swooped in and made the 2010 Super Bowl season what it was, but he was figured out really quickly, and we haven't had a good defensive coordinator really mesh in Green Bay since that time. Of course, part of the issue is that a lot of the money was diverted to Aaron Rodgers and some other offensive weapons like Devontae Adams for the time that we had him, so we didn't necessarily have the money to pay for quality defensive pieces. So even if we did have a decent defensive coordinator, we may not have known it, but I digress. Jeff Hafley, that's a fair area of concern. Last on the list, you saw this coming from the horizon before I even started talking about it. It was special teams. We've got the new kickoff return to contend with, which everybody does, but our unique issues include, is our kicker going to do any kicking in good sense? Braden Narveson has been an extra point genie for his career in college. He was, I think it was like 86 of 86 his senior year. I think that has everything to do with why he was seen as even favorable over Anders Carlson. The two had similar field goal percentages, as did Anders Carlson and Greg Joseph. None of the kickers who we've tried out have done much better than Anders Carlson in field goals, but the extra points will make all the difference, especially in a high-octane offense with the wide receiving and running back talent that Green Bay has. That'll be most of the Packer talk I subject you to today. As always, defer to the true subject matter experts. This is all the armchair quarterback opinion of a guy buried in the Northwoods with not much better to do and a lot of time on his hands. So, frankly, there are a lot more informed people than me, but I think looking at it from the perspective of a lot of listeners to Wayne Larrivee's football broadcast, you know, maybe that's as deep as you go. That's as deep as a lot of people go. I think some thoughtful questions and observations from that perspective have some value. Feel free to tell me to shut up, WCQM@civicmedia.us. Please don't. But if you think that I should educate myself on football, if you really like the country music we bring you, if you'd like to promote your nonprofit event, share your thoughts, WCQM at civicmedia.us. That will land in the inbox of someone who can certainly help you right here in Park Falls. We've got more country music coming, as always, on 98Q Country. I'm with you all the way till 7, since the Brewers have a break tonight. NFL kickoff at 7:20 as the Chiefs play the Ravens. We won't have that here. We'll just keep it going with the hits, the classics. Tyler Hubbard coming up next after this on 98Q.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
K&B Refrigeration North in the Ken's Carpet Building in Phillips has a great lineup of Whirlpool washer, dryer, pair front loaders for easy access. And your kitchen will look beautiful with appliance packages from Whirlpool, General Electric, or Samsung. You have choices. See the best choice and the best name brands around. Whirlpool, General Electric, Samsung, and K&B Refrigeration North Sales and Service, located in the Ken's Carpet Building, Highway 13, Phillips.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppable, you just toss, wash, wow, for all day freshness.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Hey, we're back.
Whether you're getting over someone,
I'ma need some whiskey glasses,
or getting ready to party,
and there's a cold beer calling my name.
Country makes you feel something.
98Q Country.
Them neon lights look good on you, so good on you, but we ain't got no room. On, baby, we can do that. Girl, cut a little loose, you can move that, move that.
unconditional. We knew it from the start. I see it in your eyes. You can feel it from my heart. From here on after, let's stay the way we are right now. And share all the love and laughter that a lifetime will allow. I cross my heart and promise to give all I've got to give to make all your dreams come true. In all the world, you'll never find a love as true as mine. My life complete, and as long as there's a breath in me, I'll make yours just as sweet. As we look into the future, it's as far as we can see. So let's make each tomorrow be the best that it can be. I cross my heart and promise to give all I've got to give to make all your dreams come true. In all the world, you'll never find a love as true as mine. It starts to storm. You've got the promise of my love to keep you warm. In all a love as true as mine.
That was George Strait with I Cross My Heart on 98Q Country. We've got news coming up at 5, as we do to start every hour here on WCQM. We'll talk community events and activities around quarter after. Right now it's Dierks Bentley and the Brothers Osborne with Burning Man.
Half your life you struggle, half your life you fly, half your life making trouble, half your life making it right. One day I'm the exception, most days I'm just like most. Some days I'm headed in the right direction, and some days I ain't even close. I'm a little bit steady, but still a little bit rolling stone. I'm a little bit heaven, but still a little bit flesh and bone. Little foul, little don't know where I am. I'm a little bit holy water, but still a little bit burning man. Burning man. Yeah, I always love the highway. I just don't run it as fast. Get it.